Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Woodstock Fringe, in collaboration with the Phoenicia Playhouse, presents a new cabaret show performed by our pal Wallace Norman this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. With music direction and arrangements by Paul Duffy and stage direction by Hank Niemark, songs mostly of the theater, A Stroll Down a Dusty Musical Road is a personal show for Wallace. In it, he revisits his most important musical influences and mentors. Music performed will include songs from the musical theater, traditional songs, and a set of songs written for Wallace from his off-Broadway days. There will also be a section written by the great Jacques Brel. Wallace Norman joins us now, along with stage director Hank Niemark and Michael Connor, who is the president of the board of the Phoenicia Playhouse. Welcome to the studio. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you. Wallace, tell me what the seeds of this show are, your dusty musical road, and why now is the time to put a concert together.
Good question. It's been too long since in the 80s and 90s and the 2000s, I was very involved in the whole cabaret scene in New York, which was really thrilling and exciting time. There were dozens of clubs you could sing in. Don't Tell Mama, mm-hmm. Danny's Skylight Room, The Duplex. And I sang in most of them. And I think it was 2 years ago, one of the theaters in the area asked me to sing a set of songs as part of their benefit. And I realized how much I missed doing this kind of work. So I started then thinking about it.
Do you mean specifically singing or song interpretation on the whole?
Both. Yeah.
I was thinking as I was preparing for this last night that I didn't know you had a singing past because I've only known you since 2006, and I was like, he's mostly done plays, I think, and writing, and exploration. But you've got a song history.
My first music mentor was a woman named Lou Rogers, who had founded an off-Broadway theater company called Golden Fleece, the Composer's Chamber Theater, and through Lou, who sort of invited me into the theater. I was a neophyte, just beginning, and introduced me to an extraordinary group of artists: Ned Rohr, Michael Colgrass, David Amram, Richard Peasley, Charles Strauss, who wrote Annie, and I got to get to know these people and work with them through this theater company. In a way, music was my first entree, but I was studying acting at the time as well.
How did you choose the songs for your dusty musical road?
Well, it's sort of a musical memoir. It starts with my very first musical memory, which is my parents had a record player. Some people might remember what that is.
I have one I use almost every day, but I know what you mean. I take your meaning.
And they let me, at 10 years old, play records, and my favorite record at the time was Hi Lily, Hi Lo, and I played that record over and over and over again. And there are several stops along the way to wherever it is I am now.
Don't give away the whole show now.
He mentioned the first song, Hank.
But anyway, that's how I picked the songs. What are the songs that our experiences that were seminal, that changed my life in some way.
Hank, how do you come to work with Wallace on this? And I can already see in both of your glinting eyes, we're going to have a little sparring happening here. Your collaborators, but also you were introduced to me as Wallace's nemesis.
I have actually only known Wallace for a little more than a year. He was in a play for Performing Arts of Woodstock, as our studio audience knows, especially in the lower part of the Hudson Valley, PAW.
Yes, indeed.
It was a show called The Flick, and we hit it off immediately. He insulted me right away. I gave it right back to him. And we knew we'd be friends forever.
I was trying to convince my husband that that's a love language, really busting on each other last night. He's not convinced.
Yeah, no, there are like nine kinds of people in the world, and those are two that we've selected there. But, his talent was evident right away. I did not direct that show. It was Shelley Wyatt directed it, mm-hmm. and she needed a stage manager, and I went, oh. okay, so I did it. And I'm glad I did, because I got to meet this lug over there.
Hank is a gift to an actor and a singer. Mm-hmm. It's been a joy working with him.
Thank you.
How do you approach Hank directing such a personal project for an individual performer?
It all comes naturally. I never think in terms of how do we approach something. It's all organic. It's like being friends. Whenever I direct a play, I try as best I can to become friends. I mean, that might seem a little not intuitive, but it's what I do. And it's the way I approach most people in my life. The rapport comes right away. But without people like Wallace, it's a dream. It's easy. He's as highly neurotic as he is. He's a dream.
Wait,
he's a dream.
Wait
a
minute. As he is something good?
No. Yeah, yes,
he's
very good.
Talented as he is neurotic.
I say that only just to get the upper hand over here. Let me tell you. And
I took the high road.
You did. You said he was a gift.
When you
to
go
an
high,
actor.
I go low, babe. So I hope I've answered your question.
Well, not really.
But all of this is actually...
Oh, we've got a triumvirate here.
All of this is actually Michael's fault.
Wonderful. Michael's the president of the board of the Phoenicia Playhouse, celebrating an enormous anniversary this year.
Yeah, 50th anniversary.
Wait, hold on. Your mic is not on. He's on 4. Thank you.
We got it. Our 50th anniversary. I've known Wallace for more than 20 years. My wife, Noni, has worked
so at least someone in here knows you.
Woodstock Fringe. And Woodstock Fringe has done many things at the Phoenicia Playhouse over the years.
Indeed.
And it was probably almost a year ago that Wallace and I talked about doing something, and he mentioned the idea of singing in a cabaret show, and it seemed like a great thing to have in our 2026 season. Yeah.
It's a gorgeous theater. It's old and... wooden. Great acoustics.
Yeah, it's a theater that was built in 1887, so it's 139 years old. Cool little theater, 150 seats. And we're doing a whole bunch of things in addition to Wallace's program this year. We're doing some musical theater. We're doing Fun Home in June.
Fun Home is such a beautiful show.
Yeah, we're doing that as a co-production with Rosendale Theater.
Beautiful.
It'll open in Rosendale, and then it'll come to Phoenicia. We're doing Grease in late July and August, and then Young Frankenstein in October. Yeah.
Wonderful. A great season for the 50th. Wallace, I do want you to tell me about more of the songs you've chosen so we can entice some people to come hear you sing them.
Well, there are a whole bunch of songs that people would not have been able to hear before unless they happened to be in New York at the time. There are a whole set of songs that were written for me when I was working with Golden Fleece.
Written for you for roles you were playing or for you to sing as yourself?
No. Written with me in mind to play.
Yes.
I do two songs from a musical that Jack Gottlieb, who was Leonard Bernstein's right-hand man, it's a musical called Monkey Business, and he wrote it with me in mind for the lead role of Wilbur Hatch, mm-hmm. a downtrodden bank clerk. And...
Did you feel you could embody that downtroddenness and bank clerkery?
Yes, yes, typecasting. but it was a thrill, you know, especially for you know I was a young actor then, and I to have the opportunity to work with people of that caliber, the story is. I give a little bit of the story.
Please.
Wilbur has a very abusive boss and a distant wife. And I spend my lunch hours at the Central Park Zoo near the monkey cage where I meet Bert, a chimpanzee in the monkey cage. And Bert wants to get out of the cage, and I want to get out of the bank cage. So we swap places. Bert moves in with my wife, Angela, and I take over for Bert in the monkey cage.
So are you then glad you'd rather be cast as a bank clerk than the chimpanzee, I suppose?
Yeah.
By degrees.
But the thing is...
one cage for another.
Of course.
I don't want to give away too much, but Wilbur meets a new friend in the monkey cage.
You're also doing Jacques Brel.
Ah, yeah. I just love the music of Jacques Brel. I find the songs smart, poetic, deeply emotional, and remarkably, they were written in the 50s and 60s.
When did you first encounter them?
When I was at the Eugene O'Neill Cabaret Symposium, I worked with a man named Paul Trueblood, a great pianist, and we worked on Jacques Brel songs there.
May I say that it seems like those Jacques Brel songs are also songs written for Wallace. He brings such life and pathos when it's needed and comedy when it's needed. And it's just, for me, I love those songs. I always have. And it's perfect. All of it is perfect for Wallace. Really wonderful.
Thank you.
There's music direction and arrangements by Paul Duffy. Would you like to tip your hat to your music director?
I sure would. Paul Anthony Duffy is from the jazz world. And I'm sort of from the musical theater world, and so he brings a whole new sensibility it doesn't play the same thing exactly twice, you know, the same. So we get to communicate in the moment, and that's a relatively new experience for me. So it's been a very rich collaboration. And we're learning new ways to communicate all the time, musically, and he couldn't be more supportive, and he's brilliant. You should hear him.
That's the idea, isn't it? Woodstock Fringe, in collaboration with the Phoenicia Playhouse, presents songs mostly of the theater, A Stroll Down a Dusty Musical Road, a new cabaret show performed by Wallace Norman, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. After this weekend, do you have designs on putting it further out?
If people don't throw rotting vegetable matter at us.
What if it's fresh vegetables? So fresh veggies, we're going.
Well, that's good, because, you know, could steam them later. No, we'd like to find homes for it going on. Yeah, I have an eye on a few other venues as well.
But in the meantime, this is the exclusive contract. You are at the Phoenicia Playhouse this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. Is it a .com or a .org?
.com.
.com, thank you. A .com for more information, PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. And that link will be posted along with this conversation at WAMC.org. Thank you for coming in and telling me about your show, Wallace. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And I'm so excited for you.
Thank you, Sarah. You are a joy.
Thank you. Thanks, Hank. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com for more information. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.